BBC News with Marion Marshall. A BBC reporter has reached a remote Himalayan village in Nepal that was completely destroyed by last month's earthquake. Lungtang village was engulfed by a landslide and avalanche. More than 300 people are thought to have been killed, about half of them foreign tourists. Rescuers say it could be weeks before all the bodies are recovered. Justin Rowlatt visited the village by helicopter with Gurkhas from the British Army.
Lungtang village was one of the most popular trekking destinations in Nepal and home to 435 people. But there is virtually nothing left. The earthquake caused a massive avalanche and a landslide. It's hard to believe, but 55 hotels and guest houses and the villagers' homes are gone under this great tongue of ice and rock.
One of two gunmen shot dead as they attacked a contest to draw cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in Texas has been identified as a previous terrorism suspect. Quoting law enforcement officials, U.S. newspapers said Elton Simpson was suspected of trying to fly overseas to wage holy war. They said he shared an apartment in Arizona with the other gunman, identified as Nadir Sufi. Police would only say they were confident that they knew who the attackers were. Joe Hahn is a spokesman for the local police department.
We are not releasing any names. At some point they will be, but we are not releasing any names at this time. This is not going to be a real fast investigation. We've got our suspects. We continue to monitor social media and gather other intel to make sure that we're not getting any threats.
The founder of France's far-right National Front, Jean-Marie Le Pen, has been suspended from the party, proclaiming the Holocaust was a detail of history. The decision was made at a meeting chaired by the party leader, his daughter, Marine Le Pen. Hugh Schofield is in Paris.
Jean-Marie Le Pen finds himself suspended, though not dismissed, from membership of the Front National, pending an extraordinary party congress, which will be held within 3 months. The aim of the congress will be to rewrite the party statutes and thereby declare Jean-Marie Le Pen no longer honorary president. Marine Le Pen is bent on making her party respectable and finds her father's continually provocative interventions before the press to be a growing hindrance, though she must know that left isolated and outside the party, he'll retain the capacity and possibly the will to inflict more damage.
At least three people have been killed during clashes between the police and protesters in the Burundian capital, Bujumbura. Police fired live rounds as the demonstrators threw stones and grenades. The Red Cross said 45 civilians were wounded. The demonstrators are angry at President Pierre Nkurunziza's decision to stand for a third term. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The United Nations has strongly urged the Saudi-led coalition attacking Houthi rebels in Yemen to stop bombing Sana'a International Airport. The UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Yemen said the airport was a vital lifeline for delivering aid and evacuating the wounded. He said the runways were so badly damaged that no flights were possible until they were repaired. Senegal says it's sending more than 2,000 troops to support the coalition fighting the Houthis, following a request from Saudi Arabia last month. The West African country is the first sub-Saharan and non-Arab nation to contribute troops directly to the conflict. A signed first edition of the novel 100 Years of Solitude by the late author Gabriel Garcia Marquez has been stolen in Colombia. The book is estimated to be worth $60,000, but its owner says that for him, it's priceless. Gabriel Garcia Marquez won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1982. Our America's editor, Candice Peart, reports.
The book was on display in a pavilion at the International Book Fair in Bogota. The fair this year is dedicated to the work of Garcia Marquez, who died last year at the age of 87. A spokesman for Colombia's Association of Independent Bookshops, who was responsible for the pavilion, said the thieves had opened the cabinet very quickly, despite the presence of 20 employees and two security guards.
A report by the campaign group Save the Children has highlighted the high maternal death rate in the United States compared to other developed countries. It found that an American woman was, on average, 10 times more likely to die in pregnancy or while giving birth than her counterparts in Poland, Austria or Belarus. The Save the Children report stresses the huge health divide between rich and poor in the world's big cities. But it also praises the success in reducing maternal and infant mortality rates in capitals including Kampala, Addis Ababa and Manila. BBC News.